from the treasurer. Okay, and they're uncut.
Right.
So he gets the sheets in the mail, and he sits out in front of a cashier and cuts them out.
Cuts them out and hands them to the cashier.
Those from the treasury, did you? He goes, yep. Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah, he got a sheet of twos and a sheet of fives.
Dude. That's awesome.
They cost more, though. Like, a sheet of fives is 32 fives. Okay, so it should only run about $150, but it runs about $180.
Okay, that makes sense, but still, that's really cool.
Oh, is that little?
It's neat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're paying more to, like, do their work for them.
So I think it's because they have to keep track of which bills they've, like, sold uncut.
I see.
So that if somebody calls them, he's like, well, we arrested this guy for counterfeiting money. Did you actually sell this to him? And they have to, like, be able to keep track of the serial numbers or whatever. Hi. Noise.
Ooh, let me see. What's in there? What do you cook with Heinz ketchup?
Everything.
A couple of us.
They have like.
They should have a Teresa Heinz cookbook.
So I
but
actually
it's not,
bought that and brought it to lunch. There's a recipe for chocolate cake.
Using
in that.
Teresa Heinz.
Yeah.
Ketchup in it.
Yeah.
Ketchup is the tool of the devil.
You need
this
figure
your soul.
As I said, I found that.
Wait, you have to share. Wow. You have to share.
I found that at the bookseller guy. Like.
Brownies with Heinz. This
chocolate.
Do you put, you put. Ketchup and brownies,
or chocolate cake.
Oh, well, it's called surprise chocolate cake. That's funny because you bite into it and be like, ah, surprise! I put ketchup in the chocolate cake. Wow, there's you can make cookies and spice cake.
No, you can't. They're lying. They have ketchup in the ingredients, but then they never use it. I hope. Oh God.
Well, a quarter cup Heinz tomato ketchup. No, they actually do it. One, sift together flour, soda, and salt.
You know,
number
for
two.
My conversation, I want to have a theological debate.
That would be great.
It would be.
I was thinking of recording my
you should read out of that
my philosophy of language class,
yeah,
but that would
that
be
book
annoying.
That people would read out of?
So I just added Tepper to my list of interests.
No.
Look, number three.
People
add ketchup and egg mix well.
Something cramps in.
Oh,
it's a play.
Yes.
You could record that.
So Akiva and I want to memorize that. Or that or Waiting for Godot. I do it for the desk attendance in Mudge. They're always in there. They're always just sitting there. We always walk in together.
Because they're lovers? Just kidding.
No, because we're roommates.
Oh. Zucchini lasagna.
Lover.
I'm just really, I think I'm really afraid of anything that has, that's a dessert that has ketchup in it.
I'm afraid of anything that has ketchup in it.
That's true. I am afraid of that also.
Ketchup will kill you.
Actually, my mom used to make lamb chops with ketchup, and it didn't taste bad at all. But look, you can make cookies and surprise chocolate cake. You bite into it, you're like, ah!
It's
like,
full of
disgusting
ketchup. Surprise chocolate cake is ketchup.
Surprise.
That's a surprise. It's full
surprise,
of ketchup.
Surprise, I made a ketchup.
But like, and, I don't know. Turkey chili. Pork chops.
Like, I can understand chili and pork chops. With ketchup.
Right.
But brownies?
But cake and...
So, my neighbor actually makes a really good zucchini chocolate cake.
Dude, I don't think I like zucchini and chocolate cake.
I've made zucchini chocolate cake things.
Yeah,
zucchini bread and chocolate chips. That's what I've done.
So, like...
How does that work?
Really
does it
good
taste like zucchini at all?
No, you like... kind of grind up the zucchini as much as possible with like a food processor, and you can't taste it at all. It's just better for you than regular chocolate cake, I guess. There's like little flecks of like the green skin in it too, and you look at it and you're like, ew.
That's why you peel the zucchini before you
milk
make
in
a cake
it
with it.
I think so.
Okay, I can understand minestrone.
Anti ketchup?
Did you say
cake?
Oh god, anti ketchup would be so. That's mustard. Mustard is good. Mustard is inherently
no, because
no good.
Mixing ketchup and mustard both in chocolate cake does not make better chocolate cake.
God.
No, it doesn't. You know, we should make the
mustard ketchup chocolate
except replace the ketchup with mustard and see how it tastes.
Idiots.
I don't think that
mustard's
would
taste... inherently good and ennobling.
Use honey mustard and maybe. Not just regular, not regular mustard.
Use
mustard
spicy
mustard,
mustard from a Chinese
okay.
restaurant.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Spicy mustard? Hot spicy mustard? In the chocolate cake?
I like to make, like, a really rich chocolate cake with, like, made with lots of capsaicin.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that'd be so wonderful. Okay.
Oh, God.
Wasabi is amazing in mashed potatoes. Yes.
So, yeah, it would be really
funny,
though.
I always like roasting garlic with my mouth.
Like, I'd like to make a chocolate mousse, except with capsaicin. Like, you bite into it, you're like, chocolate. Oh, my God, it burns!
That'd be so good.
It would be
so
wonderful.
Well, my ex bought this hot sauce the other day at a giant
I definitely
Eagle.
Heard that as my
it comes in a medicine bottle.
Yeah, I did too.
It comes in a medicine bottle, and you take it out, and it has an eyedropper. So he put an eyedropper, like one drop of this stuff, and mix it in with what we made for dinner that night. And it was so hot. It was ridiculous. Like, we were both crying.
It's like
and
pure capsaicin.
It's like, yeah, and it's,
what?
I don't know.
I'm
what,
not, I
oh.
think pure capsaicin is regulated.
Well, yeah, it is. It's probably not that
otherwise, you'd put that stuff in a spray bottle and carry it around instead of mace.
Okay. And it would melt someone's skin off.
yeah. It would
pretty
be
much.
Bad. There are laws regulating how strong pepper spray can be.
Right. Well, that's why you can't buy pure capsaicin.
Or, I mean, they're laws regulating civilian pepper spray.
Right. I like those capsaicin paintballs. I like that.
Well, yes. that sounds terrible.
No, it's fantastic. There are high velocity paintballs filled with capsaicin powder.
God.
So not only do you get, you know, like the paintball wells, you know, but then like you can't breathe.
Oh no, that's so mean.
Right, and they have splash damage too. So you could like shoot one there, you
and
know,
it'll, like go in your eye.
Yeah, isn't that great?
No,
like,
it's terrible.
You can use them in public
for only like $280.
How many do you get?
$280 for a semi-automatic. It's a little bit bigger than a pistol, a bit lighter. It's CO2 powered. It's basically a high-velocity paintball gun, and you get about like 20 practice shots and like 10 real shots. It's semi-auto up to 6 shots a second. Law enforcement can get actually automatic paintball things like hoppers. You know, like a 100-round hopper, that kicks ass. From like fighting.
It also looks really silly because it's got a hopper of compensation filled ball.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is that paintball gun? You know.
It would be great if they had super soakers and just like a lot of capsaicin powder and just a little bit of water. And then, you know, so you're at a riot, you're like, ah, oh, you can't do anything to me, stupid cop, with your little water gun spray.
It would be better if it was like hydrofluoric acid. Right.
Okay, well,
that
hydrochloric acid would
awesome.
Actually just, you know, kill a lot of people.
Right.
I don't think that's the intent. I think the intent's just to melt their skin off, not to actually kill them.
So, no, they're decidedly non-lethal. I mean, like, I've seen them on TV. You know.
What
like a couple shots will easily incapacitate a guy. Like, even, like, a big, you know.
And they're not restricted
like
anyway? I mean,